7.
Bare feet.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
He's such a polarizing figure. People either love him or hate him, and that's people in the conservative end. They either love him or hate him. He'd never be able to unite everybody that he would need to. Whoever the Republican candidate is, they have to absolutely unite all of the Republicans, all of the conservatives, get everybody on the same page.
He's not a uniter, not a decider. He's a loser.
And that's a lady talking about the candidacy of our friend Mr. Newt Gingrich, right? And she's from Wisconsin. Newt doesn't have much of a chance. What do you think? 800-510-8255. That's where we start this hour of the countdown of the focus on the presidential hopefuls. Seems a foregone conclusion that Obama is going to run for re-election. And is he so powerful because of what's happened with bin Laden that he is he's not going to have any challengers on the Democratic side? What do you think about that? 800-510-8255. You may answer our poll. We'd encourage you. You can, I know. You're able to do it, and you have permission to do it, so why not do it? Check it out at DougSteffen.com. And now that Newt is in, who do you think will be the first one to decide they are not going to run for president, who has indicated a positive interest thus far? Will it be Donald Trump, Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann? Or will Newt be the first one who's out? 800-510-8255 or the poll at DougSteffen.com, right of the countdown box. The Newt announcement that he was running for the presidency brought him around to have a chat with his buddy Sean Hannity.
If you think the president's going to be tough to beat, you know, what do you think about him personally? And if you had to grade him on two things, the economy and foreign policy, peace and prosperity drive elections. What do you think about him personally? How do you grade him?
Well, this may surprise you. I don't think about him personally.
You don't?
I don't know him. I have no idea.
Never met him?
I've met him, but I'm just saying, I'm not in, you know, one of the things that happens when you decide to offer to be the president of the United States is I'm not in the historian analytical business. I don't spend a lot of time sitting around thinking about what makes him tick. What I think is that his basic background is very far to the left. His worldview is very far to the left. The people he's appointed to government are very far to the left. And the number one thing we know from the collapse of the Soviet Empire to the failure of socialism in Europe is left-wing policies don't work. I mean, if you look at the collapse of Detroit and the rise of Texas, and you say to yourself, which would you like better, the state that had the most job creation in America for the last 10 years or a city which has collapsed?
I know,
talking with Governor Rick Perry and others, I know how to get the whole country to resemble Texas. President Obama knows how to get the whole country to resemble Detroit.
In an environment where you said to me on this program once that you think, don't underestimate President Obama, he will be difficult to beat.
He will be. Because, first of all, he's going to say whatever he needs to win. Second, he's going to have all the advantages of the mainstream media. He's going to have all the advantages of left-wing billionaires like George Soros. He's going to have all the advantages of the Hollywood crowd. And they're going to go out, and they're going to have all the advantages of the unions. And so they're going to try to raise $1 billion for a very practical reason. He can't afford to run in a fair election.
Fair or?
If he was on an equal playing field, he'd lose.
Just but you say it on his record.
Yeah, on his record, on his values, on his beliefs. The American people by 79 to 16 believe we want American energy. He thinks we want Brazilian energy.
No, we'll be their biggest customer.
That's right.
He did say that.
All right. So there's an interesting overview. You always think these guys know one another well. There's Newt Gingrich saying he doesn't know much about Barack Obama as a person. What do you know about Barack Obama as a person? What does that do to make you like him or want to beat him? 800-510-8255. Opinions. Controversy. That's credibility, too, is all part of our discussion here as we look at the presidential hopefuls. It's nice to have the bin Laden situation off the front page and have immigration and and the presidential stuff front and center. The continuing conversation with Hannity and Gingrich now.
How would you get America to a balanced budget, and how fast do you think a Gingrich presidency could do it?
Well, I think, first of all, it can't be just a Gingrich presidency. We need 12 more Republican seats in the Senate, and we need about 40 more Republican seats in the House. But if we had a contract in the fall of 2012, and if we had an election on core principles, and we won that election, then we would have a mandate starting on the very first day with executive orders. And one of the things we're going to do is have an executive order program online during the campaign. So you'll know the first executive order, by the way, would abolish all the White House czars. And the goal would be to stop after the inaugural address and before the legislative luncheon and spend 1 hour signing pre-existing executive orders. So the speed with which you'd start to turn the ship would be that day, not a month later, not 2 months later. Second, I would want to work with Mitch McConnell and John Boehner to have a team contract that they are pledged to pass in the first 120 days.
So you want to create another contract with America?
Absolutely.
And that, so that will be coming when?
Well, I think that would probably come around Labor Day or slightly later next year. But I want to create the concept. We know, for example, that if you really are serious about balancing the budget, you can do it. We did it. It took us 3 years. We then balanced it for four consecutive years. We paid off $405 billion in debt. Nobody thought we could do it when we started.
We did it. How do you balance this budget? We've never had these numbers before. Well, and how are you saying that you could do it in 3 years, 5 years?
I think probably 5 years. But let me. Yeah. It depends in part on how fast you can regrow the economy. You know, here's the bizarre good news out of the bad news. We only went down from 5.6% to slightly below 4. That's only a differential of about 1.6%. But our natural unemployment rate's around 4. So if we went from 9%, and remember, with the underemployed, it's 15.
Because they got to get back into the system.
Yeah. So if we went back down to 4% in, say, 3 or 4 years, would really suddenly have a dramatically different economy with a dramatically different revenue flow. You'd have fewer people in Medicaid, fewer people in unemployment, fewer people in welfare. You know, and you'd suddenly have a drop in government spending, a rise in government revenues.
All right, so there's the future of America, according to Newt Gingrich. You buying it? Or which message are you buying of all the potential hopefuls? Trump, Romney, Huckabee, Palin, is she really serious? Michelle Bachmann, is she interesting? 800-510-8255. We'll line you up for calls in a matter of a few minutes. A few other hosts we have to listen to first. And then we'll get on it. 800-510-TALK at 14 after. This is the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Review.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brand Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetSmart card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd. Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. All 14-karat gold earrings now 65% off. Van Heusen and Via Europa Wovens just $17.99. Clearance bras and panties only $2.99 to $6.99. A new Tools of the Trade 24-piece cookware set just $49.99. And all 7-piece jacquard or embroidered comforter sets are $69.99. Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255 on the presidential hopefuls and on who's in and who's out and on who you think can beat Obama and who you think would be a unifier. All those things together as we get ourselves into Simon Conway's conversation with Congressman Ron Paul.
Shouldn't you be running as a Libertarian and not a Republican?
Well, if I should do that and believed it, I would. But obviously I don't, and I'm running as a Republican. I've been elected quite a few times to Congress as a Republican. I was raised in a Republican family, and I've served in office only as a Republican.
Yes.
Because I have libertarian beliefs, which means I have constitutional beliefs, doesn't mean I have to not be a Republican. You know, hopefully the Republicans will accept the strict constitutionalists. And, you know, we have Republicans who are conservatives, but they don't have to run in the conservative party, and you have liberal Republicans, and we don't make them run in the liberal party. They mm-hmm. seem to be able to manage to get into the Republican party and get by. They're vehicles. The parties aren't, you know, there's a, at least through the rhetoric, there's a philosophic difference, but you know, ultimately, policies don't change a whole lot from one party to the next. And I see parties as vehicles. I just wish the Republican Party would stick more to their principles that they state, because they talk about balanced budgets and limited government.
Absolutely.
So that's my only beef that I have, is that we need to live up to what we profess to be.
I've started to refer to that as John Boehner disease. I don't expect you to comment. I ask you about the libertarian thing because I probably have more email asking me to ask you that question than any other question. Do you think it's because you once ran as a libertarian candidate that this label has kind of stuck with you? Or why do you think people are so concerned about that?
You know, I don't know, but it is true. And I don't deny it. Somebody says, do you have libertarian beliefs? And I say, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some call in and ask me that question because they feel like I have deserted libertarianism by not mm-hmm. being in the Libertarian Party. And there's quite a few reasons I personally am not in the Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one major reason is our laws are so biased against anything alternative to Republicans or Democrats. You know,
yep.
it's hard to get on ballots.
Yep.
When I ran in way back, I spent more than half my money just trying to get on ballots. So it was difficult. So it always bothers me that we go around the world using force to promote democracy, and then we don't have a process here where if you're not in sync with the two major parties, you have very difficult time getting on ballots. And I wouldn't be in the debates if I was running on an alternative party. So.
Ron Paul, there's a lot of food for thought in his comments. I kind of like it. What about you? 21 after in the countdown.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 past the hour. He's looking at how many people would like to be heard on this, and so you can join that list at 800-510-8255. This program is a compilation of actually listening to 45 different radio stations and programs to sort of get the list down as to what you're talking about in the news talk field. And the presidential hopeful list is number one at the moment. Here's talk host Chris DeGaulle with an overview of the way so many Republicans seem to be sort of eating each other, turning on each other, before any candidate gets their campaign up and running.
Palin's not serious. Trump's not serious. Daniels isn't conservative enough. Gingrich has too much baggage. What is this purity thing this early all about? I guess it's because there is such an utter desperation to defeat Barack Obama in 2012 that someone wants to find that silver bullet candidate. And they don't exist right now, but that's what primaries are about. It's ludicrous. A year out from 3 months out to the conventions, that there's this hysteria about candidates, you know, passing this purity test or determining their seriousness or their level of conservatism. All of that's important, but that's what primaries are all about. There's a ton of time. A ton of time. John Harwood of the New York Times, even he said, it's not like it's a foregone conclusion Barack Obama wins. I don't know where this thing is cropping up, but man, that you'd think. You'd think there's not almost 2 years in front of us still. Well, that's it. It's over. Everybody's buying into the narrative that the Bin Laden thing. John Harwood at the time, Obama can't depend on new poll numbers. This is a guy that wants him to win. Politically speaking, Obama walks taller now than American commandos on his order found and killed Osama bin Laden. On the biggest issue dividing the parties, how to close budget deficits, more to the point spending, not just closing deficits, but how to stop spending so damn much, even a strengthened president cannot compel ways to resolve deep, substantive, and political differences on taxes and spending. Nor has Mr. Obama assured himself of a second term. That will likely depend on voters' assessment of his handling of the economy. And I would ask you, how's that working out? Yet his enhanced stature, this is how contradictory, though, a guy like Harwood is, his enhanced stature, meaning the bin Laden killing, may nevertheless ripple through domestic debates. His rising approval numbers certainly raise the cost of Republicans' resistance to his priorities. In other words, Republicans, challenge Barack Obama on domestic issues at your peril. Republicans, even though you won in a resounding, overwhelming bitch slap of a defeat back in November, you'd better pipe down and remember who killed bin Laden. What? I don't understand the connection. Harwood just said Obama hasn't assured himself of a second term. Harwood just acknowledged the deep substantive, yes, substantive differences on tax and spending. It's real. The country saw the choices back in November, and they chose limited government, less spending, lower taxes. They chose it. This isn't debatable. Just because bin Laden was killed does not make that debatable. They are separate, and the American people are smart enough to separate them. Yet again, we're told, we gotta find the silver bullet candidate right now. Republicans have got to find the guy to beat him because he can't be beaten. It's like a get-out-of-jail card for Obama now, and he's on the way to 2016. There's no defeating him. So we're supposed to put the nail, the final nail, in the American economy because bin Laden was killed. It's absurd.
It really is pretty absurd, yeah. Chris DeGaulle, the purity thing with the Republicans. By the way, Chris, it's substantive. Okay, you repeated it. That's all right. 800-510-8255. Hang around now. I got a couple of more pieces of the pie from talk radio perspective, and then we have your calls, a few of those, before we spend some time talking about immigration reform here on the Countdown.
May is Fibromyalgia Awareness Month. During this time, the spotlight shines on fibromyalgia, a condition marked by chronic widespread pain, decreased physical function, and other symptoms. There's a good chance that you know someone with fibromyalgia, since up to 12 million Americans have the condition. Nearly 90% of them are women. Fibromyalgia expert Dr. Beth Hodges addresses the impact of this condition on a woman's life.
Every day can bring challenges to women who are trying to manage their fibromyalgia while balancing tremendous responsibilities like careers, household, and children. Fortunately, fibromyalgia is a manageable condition. Many patients adopt lifestyle changes to improve their symptoms, such as low-impact exercise, better sleep habits, and a balanced diet. FDA-approved medications are also available to relieve symptoms. Talk to your doctor if you suspect you have fibromyalgia so you can learn more about the condition and find the right treatment plan.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkin, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Talk radio, talk 800-510-8255.
Over the course of the week, we bump into 10 different items and put them together for you. So there's a three-hour weekend version of the countdown. And every day we spend a couple of hours. If you haven't been able to find or work in the time to hear both hours of the countdown, you can find it at DougStephan.com. Listen Box has all of the archived shows. Help yourself to that. We are spending a good deal of time today off of Bin Laden and on to the GOP presidential hopeful list. And our the interesting thing about the poll is already people are actively involved in it. Now that Newt is in, who do you think will be the first one to drop out? Trump, Romney, Huckabee, Palin, Bachman, Paul, Tim Pawlenty. And what do you think about each one of those people? 800-510-8255. Craig's in Florida. What do you think of the candidate list and the contention that we're sort of I'm not a Republican anymore.
They all stink outside of Ron Paul. Good morning, though.
They all stink outside of Ron Paul. What happened to Ron Paul? Why didn't he do better last time when you get right down to brass tacks? Isn't he more of what people say they want? Why don't people vote for people they say they
like these pretty boys, you know, like the Romneys, which doesn't stand a chance. But let me make a comment about Newt, okay? I have to laugh every time I hear him. You played a clip of him on Hannity, and here's a guy talking about values, okay? Right. Now, here's a guy that's cheated on all three of his wives. The last one, he gave her the divorce on her deathbed, okay? Yeah. And while he was cheating on a younger woman, which I think he eventually married. You know, I mean, this guy really grates me. He has no moral compass at all. You know, I'm tired of every time I hear him, all I hear about from out of his mouth is family values. He's got one hell of a nerve.
Well, he doesn't have any. He doesn't do it for me. But then I'm not the average Republican voter.
What I have a problem with, Doug, is the same. You got all these conservatives out here who took a shot at Clinton for.
Well, they really aren't conservatives. That's the first problem.
Yeah.
They really aren't conservatives. They use that word liberally, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yeah.
They don't know what it means. They use it to denigrate others.
Yeah.
The conservatives or those who are right of the right wing are absurd, and they make the party what it is today, a mess.
But they took the shots at Clinton, you know, talking about his infidelities, but they're willing to give Newt Gingrich a pass.
Well, I don't know that they are. I'm not sure that he's going to have much traction.
No, he won't.
Yeah.
Even Savage said he's not electable.
Yeah. Well, if Savage said it, must be true.
Exactly.
All right, sir. And thank you. 800-510-8255. The GOP candidates. Here is Carl Wolfson talking, in fact, about Newt Gingrich, all the interesting things this week that have come out since he announced online. How is he as a presidential candidate from this host's point of view?
A lot of people dismiss Newt Gingrich because, and this is true, he's an angry individual. He's been a flip-flopper. He's old news. He was reprimanded as Speaker of the House. He was hypocritical in going against Bill Clinton for investigating Bill Clinton for the Monica Lewinsky affair when he himself was having multiple affairs. He does, though, have a big money support system around the country. He will have the money to run. He has the name recognition and shouldn't necessarily be dismissed. The biggest problem, other than his temperament, though, is his flip-flopping on so many issues, which the Democrats can use against him. Let me play a recent clip of Newt Gingrich. This is within days when he was on Fox and then on NBC. Let's listen.
What would you do about Libya?
Exercise a no-fly zone this evening. We don't need to have the United Nations. All we have to say is that we think that slaughtering your own citizens is unacceptable and that we're intervening. This is a moment to get rid of him. Do it. Get it over with. I would not have intervened. I think there were a lot of other ways to affect Gaddafi. I think there are a lot of allies in the region that we could have worked with. I would not have used American and European forces.
Well, there you have it. I mean, flip-flop. At least Sarah Palin does it in one appearance with Greta Van Susteren. He changes his mind on two different networks within days of each other. Now, we know that Newt Gingrich has been talking about family values ever since the 90s and probably before the 90s. He's talked about the secular socialist takeover of America, which he has blamed on the demise of the family. And yet he has had continual affairs, and he justified this hypocrisy to his second wife once, telling her it doesn't matter what I do, because what he does for the country in his mind supersedes what he does in his personal life. And again, a few months ago, the Christian Broadcasting Network interviewed Gingrich. This is how he excused his behavior.
Well, I mean, first of all, there's no question that at times in my life, partially driven by how passionately I felt about this country, that I worked far too hard, and that things happened in my life that were not appropriate. And what I can tell you is that when I did things that were wrong, I wasn't trapped in situation ethics. I was doing things that were wrong, and yet I was doing them.
Oh, I love my country so much. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. These statements by him about why he had an affair are confusing to me. If he did that in the House and he wants to run for president, it reminds me of saying I want a less stressful job like air traffic controller.
Yeah, I'm listening to these people. Gingrich, his passion for his country, that means that you're a cheat and a liar because I have passion for my country. Who would believe? But these people will say anything. Obama will say anything. They just, they raise their money and on it goes. Interesting, I'm looking at the polls, the real polls. There is a poll done every single day on the status of the presidency and who's there. This has been the case for, I don't know, 14, 15 years. There's been a daily poll as to the presidential approval index and what people really say. For example, the real poll every day, yesterday's results, 29% of you, according to this poll, say the U.S. is heading in the right direction. How do you reelect a president based on that? Let's see here. 72% of working adults say leaving their current job will be their choice if they had the opportunity to do that. If you're satisfied in your job, then you're going to be satisfied with the country. The two go hand in hand. Yesterday, 25% of you strongly approved of the job that Barack Obama was doing. 37% of you strongly disapprove of the job he's doing. Let's see here. In a overall approval rating, 48% said yes to approving, 52% disapproves. I don't know what the other polls are saying. That's the Daily poll, the most recent poll. But there's no doubts in the wake of Osama bin Laden that the president's poll ratings have increased. And we are so fickle. We do such silly things. And we elect silly people. We don't understand the system. We don't vote in primaries. For God's sake, Donald Trump didn't even vote in primaries. Why would you support him? 800-510-8255. From Bloomberg Radio, Margaret Brennan here talks to Al Hunt, one of the great BSers of all time, about the crop of Republicans running.
But election fever still hasn't taken hold since no high-profile Republicans are running yet. Let's get some insight now from Washington executive editor Al Hunt. So, Al, did you stay up and watch SNL Saturday?
Oh, I sure did, and I'll tell you something. If Tina Fey ever runs, she's got my vote. Ironclad commitment.
Well, you know, we just had a little bit of news in the past few moments. According to the AP, Newt Gingrich will be announcing his presidential bid via Facebook and Twitter on Wednesday. SNL might have had it wrong when they had him walking off and quitting early.
No, they did have that one wrong, and they may have had a couple other things wrong, but they got Tina Fey right. It's no surprise that Gingrich is getting in. He's been signaling that for months.
What about John Huntsman? I mean, he was out there on the circuit making some speeches, perhaps some motions toward running. Will he be?
Well, it seems every indication is yes. I've talked to a couple people who are close to him. They say he's going to go. There are a number of Republicans who like him. He thinks that this is not the right time after just coming back as Obama's envoy. If he ever got the nomination, he would be formidable. But, boy, it's going to be tough for him to get there with his association with Obama. But a very attractive man.
Right. Well, I guess in that commencement speech this weekend, he tried to rationalize that, saying, you know, he was asked to serve. The president needed him, essentially.
Yeah, I'm not sure among the fire-breathing, true, red-blooded conservative Republicans in Iowa that that's going to cut. I think they'll say, wait a minute, you were Obama's guy in China? A, they don't like Obama, and B, they like China even less.
Al, I liked your editorial, your column over the weekend, but you were trying to handicap how long the Osama halo effect lasts in terms of strengthening Obama's standing in the public space. Do you think time is ticking?
Well, I think it will be a minimal help, but, you know, minimal counts a little bit. It just absolutely undercut one of the Republican arguments against Barack Obama, namely that he's soft on terrorism, a multilateralist who doesn't really isn't forceful in engaging America's adversaries. He did what George W. Bush and Dick Cheney could not do. So that argument's gone. In that sense, it helps him. But, you know, this is almost every election is about domestic issues. Churchill was the great architect of World War II. In 1945, two things happened. The Allies won World War II, and the Brits threw Churchill out of office. So it's certainly not going to hurt Barack Obama, and it will marginally help, and margins matter, but I don't think it's a game changer.
Rudy Giuliani resurfaced this weekend on the weekend talk shows. Will he throw his hat into the ring in 2012?
I don't know, but I think he'll have about as much luck as he did in 2008.
All right. This guy is so full of – he's married to Judy Woodruff, by the way. So full of old shoes. Let's get a quick call in from Chris, who's in Tulsa on the countdown. Make it fast, Chris. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say it's funny how in November 2010, Newt Gingrich was talking about the Tea Party and how he discounted them and thought it was a joke. And then a couple weeks ago, or about a week ago, I heard him in an interview where he was talking about the Tea Party and used the plural form we, like he was trying to hijack it. I mean, I'm sorry. I agree. He's old news. He's wishy-washy. I don't like him. I wish he'd just go away.
All right. 45 past the hour. Immigration reform up next on the countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is GEICO.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Who says you can't wear pinks, violets, blues, or greens? No one at Clinique. See for yourself at Clinique's Color Open House Workshop at Macy's. Just imagine a color you've never pulled off, suddenly looking fabulous. Let the experts show you flattering shades for your skin tone. There are goodies, too. A skin polishing scrub and illuminating face color in your choice of shade are free with your consultation. Visit Clinique's Color Open House Workshop only at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
The discussion now focusing on immigration reform. Here's an excerpt from the president's speech about his plan for reform.
All the stuff they asked for, we've done. But even though we've answered these concerns, I've got to say, I suspect there are still going to be some who are trying to move the goalposts on us one more time. You know, they said we needed to triple the Border Patrol. Or now they're going to say we need to quadruple the Border Patrol. Or they'll want a higher fence. Maybe they'll need a moat. Maybe they want alligators in the moat. They'll never be satisfied. And I understand that's politics. But the truth is, the measures we put in place are getting results. Over the past 2.5 years, we've seized 31% more drugs, 75% more currency, 64% more weapons than ever before. And even as we have stepped up patrols, apprehensions along the border have been cut by nearly 40% from 2 years ago. That means far fewer people are attempting to cross the border illegally. And also, despite a lot of breathless reports that have tagged places like El Paso as dangerous, violent crime in southwest border counties has dropped by a third El Paso and other cities and towns along this border are consistently among the safest in the nation.
What a bunch of baloney. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. It's baloney. 51 after.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Flex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I said something in quickly passing about the president's speech in El Paso. Those of you listening to KTSM, please chime in at 800-510-8255, knowing what the real situation is. First of all, there are fewer jobs here. That's why fewer people are coming over and more people are going back. That's the number one thing. What about it? He's comparing it to what? We have 25 people fewer coming over than last time. I mean, than 25% less than what? Here's Talk Host Joey Pags, Texas host, talking to several of his callers about their reactions to the president's speech.
Let me go to the phone lines here. Line one, Barbara, what's on your mind? Welcome.
I think you're going to love my book coming out in September. I did a three-year study on interviewed 2,000 illegals, and it's unbelievable. But I think I took his comment of you reuniting the families in a little bit different context than you did, Joe.
Okay.
I believe what he's saying is, we need to bring the entire families here. He doesn't mean sending them back. He means bringing everything here.
Explain that to me better than that.
I believe, how you believe is that, you know, send them home. If you send them home and the families are separated here, I believe his remark was that we need to bring all the families from Mexico
right
here and reunite them here.
No, I agree with you. I think that you're right. I mean, talking about not separating families, he wants to not separate them by letting them all stay here. I want to not separate them by saying, hey, we'll take your kids with you.
Yeah.
That's a major diversity in thought process, without a doubt. So we know that the president played loose and fast with the facts. The president was talking about increasing border patrols and agents on the border since 2004, something he has no right to talk about. He wasn't the president then in 2004. Linda, what's going on? Welcome.
Hi there. You know, they don't call them anchor babies for nothing. It's because of the misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment that, you know, the children of illegal aliens are automatic citizens. That anchors them to stay in the United States. That's the argument about not separating families. All the kids are already citizens. So they need to change the whole anchor baby thing. It's insanity.
Well, it is insanity, but the whole idea of changing the 14th Amendment bothers me. It bothers me. We should close the border. We should make it tighter security, and we should also make it, and I've made this suggestion 15 different times. If somebody comes here and has a baby, and we pay for the baby, and they get free health care, and they only came across the border to have the baby, as soon as she has the baby, goodbye, you're now going back to where you came from. What? But my baby's a U.S. citizen. Cool. You have a couple of options here. You could take your U.S. citizen baby back with you to where you came from, or you can leave that U.S. citizen baby here with family members who are legally in this country, or you can put that baby who's a U.S. citizen up for adoption in the United States. That baby will be well taken care of. You, however, have to go back.
All right, so that's Joe Pags and his callers. Let's listen as we have time to talk with Bill Carroll with a focus on the plan and whether or not it's not just simply amnesty.
Let's be honest. The United States has one of the most screwed up immigration policies in the world. For people who want to come to the country because they have job offers or they have specific skills that would help the economy, for people who have money to invest, who want to start businesses, who could clearly be participants in the economy and help create wealth, it's complicated and it's difficult. You have to jump through a lot of hoops. You have to get over a lot of bars. You have to spend a lot of time, fill out a lot of forms. Most of those people spend a fair amount of money on legal bills. Although you can do the forms yourself, but they're tricky, and you don't do them right, you got to redo them. And that is exactly as it should be. And that would be great, and that would be fine and perfect, except that that's a small percentage of the number of people. If we just talk about people who come to the country, forget whether they're immigrants or illegal immigrants for the moment. You just talk about the total number of new people who arrive every year, year after year in the United States of America. The vast majority of them didn't jump through those hoops, didn't fill out those forms, may or may not be able to create wealth, may or may not be able to find jobs, may or may not contribute to the economy, may or may not collect social services, may or may not be a burden on the economy. And we just don't focus on them at all. It just, very little effort is made to stop it, control it, and send people back home once they get here illegally. That's the problem. That's the hypocrisy of the U.S. system. The entire system should be as it is for those who are the most qualified to come. Everybody should have to, because there should be no choice. Shouldn't just be able to walk across the border and be greeted on the other side and welcomed.
So if we all agree, or most of us agree, that that's the case, then why is there still such a problem? That question, I guess, can be asked in so many different ways because it applies to so many different things in our country. We're a strange group of birds here in this country. Pretty interesting conversation it makes as well. Doug Steffen here on the Conversation Program, the Talk Radio Council.